Hello, good morning. Welcome to the English Programs series of Audio Booze, taking a look at the debate in Parliament regarding the oil spill. Now, we had sort of the first part of this yesterday. We began. The Gulf of Mexico oil spill. The Secretary of State for Energy and Climate Change, Chris Huhne. We read his statement. That took 10 minutes. And this is quite a big debate, so we can't do all of it. But I wanted, in the interest of balance, to move on to what Labour have said in Parliament about this. So, Ed Miliband started by saying, "May I start by thanking the Secretary of State for the advance notice of his statement and for keeping the House informed of developments regarding the Gulf of Oil spill. Let me join him in expressing deep sorrow for the 11 people who died in the accident and deep sympathy to their families." As he said, it is a reminder of the dangers that come with life in the offshore oil industry. We saw that ourselves last year with the tragic helicopter accident in the North Sea. We should never forget the people who have lost their lives in this accident. May I join the Secretary of State in expressing deep concern about the environmental impacts of the oil spill, which he summarised in his statement. I believe it is in the interests of the environment as well as the employees, shareholders and pension fund investors of BP that there should be a clear and coordinated response from the governments of Britain and the US. In that context, I want to ask him 5 specific questions arising from his statement. First, on the private sector companies involved in this accident. Does he agree that all the companies involved in the Deepwater Horizon project, Halliburton, Transocean, Cameron, and BP, of course, should be subject to investigation, and that finger-pointing at BP in particular is not helpful? Secondly, on regulation, does the Secretary of State agree that any process of learning lessons needs to look not just at the actions of private companies, but at the regulator in the US's Minerals Management Service, and at the general level of regulatory standards in place in the US and around the world for deep water drilling? Will he also comment on his specific understanding? I appreciate that things are at an early stage of the level of regulation in the US compared with that in the UK. Thirdly, in terms of the implications for Britain, I welcome what the Secretary of State said about the licensing of drilling in deeper waters in the UK, including west of Shetland. Does he agree that it is essential to look at any lessons learned before beginning that deeper water drilling? Fourthly, and very importantly, for the long-term future, does the Secretary of State agree that the central lesson of Deepwater Horizon is that we cannot, as a world, simply dig deeper and deeper for oil, plundering the world's natural resources? The opportunity should be seized on both sides of the Atlantic by the Prime Minister and the President in a way that has not so far happened, to send a louder and clearer message about the need to make the transition to a post-oil economy. It will take decades, but the transition needs to start all around the world. Fifthly, in the same context, does the Secretary of State agree that after the tragedy of Deepwater, the best thing that could happen is a renewed push towards low-carbon and clean energy around the world, with Europe moving to a 30% emissions reduction, America passing a climate and energy bill, and the securing of an international treaty, either at Cancun or as soon as possible afterwards? Does he also agree that domestically we need to play our part? We're going to take a quick break there and continue with this in just a second with another episode. This is in the English program, bringing you this exclusive podcast for Audio Boo. Thank you for listening. Pilar, what are you laughing at?